Beard Fisher 360. Tech Meets Finance with Katja Michel and Andreas Triever.
Hello and welcome to our 360 podcast. And now to the topic digital identity and KYC processes, electronic ID, video ident, and qualified electronic signature. First of all, welcome to Katja Michel from our Frankfurt office. Great to have you here. We had a seminar together, actually a webinar, end of April with the same topic. We called it digital identity and digital identification in the financial sector, and had Andreas Plies from Artada there. And you, Katja, were also guiding us through the regulatory landscape. So welcome. Thank you for joining.
Thank you very much, Andreas. Pleasure to be with you on that podcast.
Yeah, our idea for that podcast was actually a small technical glitch with our webinar, because ideally it should have been recorded, and so you would have been able to see us and hear us in a recorded webinar. Since that did not work out, we thought it's worthwhile to summarize our webinar here in this podcast. As the topic of our webinar suggests, we were discussing digital identity and identification solutions with Andreas Plies from Artada. He presented their EID solution, where you can use the German identification card with the PIN you're being provided to identify you for KYC purposes. This solution actually is, in our opinion, like one of the two, technically advanced KYC processes you see in the industry at the moment. And it was very interesting to have Andreas there to explain how that works in reality. In particular, we also discussed with him how that process is being used now as addition to the identification via video identification, because you have not the problems of, for example, not sufficient resources in case of a high customer demand. So that could be like a fallback solution. And we thought it's a good idea to discuss here a little bit more about the regulatory background. And maybe, Katja, you can repeat actually what you already told us in the webinar.
Just very briefly, in terms of the legal background, in our webinar, we were touching base on, in particular, the most prominent identification requirement in German law, in particular in the financial services sector, which is the identification requirement under the German Anti-Money Laundering Act, where you have the requirement as an obliged entity, like a bank or a financial services provider, to identify the contracting party, the person acting on behalf of the contracting party, as well as the beneficial owner. And identification in that regard means that you establish the person's identity by collecting data and that you verify the data.
And so maybe in the technical meaning, like this means, just to understand it, like the customer coming into the bank and he's showing the passport, you would take down the information you can see in the passport, and then you actually control, is it the person in front of me? So this is actually, I would say, the idea of that KYC process from the old analog world, correct?
That's completely correct. And as we've seen, that the more and more processes get subject to digitalization, the more and more also the law has been opened for digital identification measures. And that's also where the two measures that you have already touched base on kick in. The first one, the EID, and the second one, the video ident procedure for verifying a person's identity. And in terms of those two. The one of them, the EID solution, is explicitly referred to as a suitable means of identification in the German Anti-Money Laundering Act, whereas the video ident procedure is more based on a circular provided by the German financial supervisor, the BaFin.
Well, actually, the BaFin thinks of the web identification or the video identification being an identification which is similar to the one of the person being present in the bank, which is like actually some a big step to do for a regulator to make that assumption. So it's quite interesting that we have such a circular, correct?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, we've spoken with our colleagues from France yesterday, and they said that this concept of video identification wouldn't be that established in France as it is in Germany.
So in the past, actually, this video identification was a big topic because in particular, like the, let's say, analog banks, the established banks, obviously see that as the possibility for the challenger banks to acquire new customers very fast. And therefore, they try to find arguments against the video identification. One of the arguments actually was that this video identification is used quite often for non-regular or criminal purposes. I mean, quite often is actually just in comparison. It's not like an absolute numbers. But I mean, when you look at the circular, I think BaFin was well aware of these risks and tried to address this in a quite substantive approach, correct?
Yes, that's also my understanding. I mean, if you look at the, I think it's a 3 or 4 pager of the BaFin and the requirements, they are quite extensive, ranging from training requirements for the persons interviewing the people who run through the video identification procedure, the training requirements on the one side, on the other side, and the requirements for the premises for restricted access, but also in terms of the whole identification process, like psychological questioning, also going to the ground for the reason for why a person is conducting or is running through the KYC process. I think that's quite extensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's hope that actually this the approach of BaFin remains so friendly to technology, to new technology. We have today the 25th of June, and obviously things in the financial sector change a bit today, and we don't know how BaFin is going to approach these topics in the future. But I think, as you say, I mean the letter actually is very exhaustive in what you have to provide for. It's very technological wise in so far that it also looks into what kind of setup do you need from the technology, from the surrounding of the agent that does the KYC. And so I think it's definitely a process that is well thought through. Interestingly, as you said before, the other possibility under German law is the qualified electronic signature. And there, yes, we have law, but we don't have such an extensive description of how that process in reality would look like.
No, I completely agree. I mean, the qualified electronic signature find its legal basing in legal basis in the European regulation, the so-called EIDAS regulation, which is European law directly applicable in all EU member states, and it sets out the requirements which need to be fulfilled for qualified electronic signature on an EU scale. But we both agree on that kind of electronic signature using has just started. It's a kind of a process to be established within Germany, within the market.
Yeah, and here maybe Corona kicks in, because at least we have seen in some transactions we had in the past weeks that we had electronic signatures more often than before, meaning actually signings using a provider like DocuSign or comparable. Obviously, for most of these transactions, you don't need the qualified electronic signature, but you because you don't have like the requirement for a written contract under German law. But if you look at the requirements to do a qualified electronic signature, there we come back to like a KYC similar process. You somehow have to, before you allocate that qualified electronic signature, you have to identify the recipient. And as we just learned, even in France, then you finally you have a video identification.
Yeah, that's correct.
I think this is in so far for us the interesting point, because first you can do the leap, at least if you simply apply German law, that you come from now video ident in France to the electronic signature, and under German law that would be sufficient again for KYC, and so that's definitely something to look into. And also I think that you can see that the technology is spreading, like first as we see electronic signature per se, and the identification for whatever purposes via video identification from Germany to France and other jurisdictions as well.
Yeah, that's correct. Another point which I find interesting is customer experience. I mean, if we look also on the matters, on the cases that we have been dealing with in the past, we see that in these big projects, video identification is still the role model or the most common used measure of identification. But I'm curious whether this will change in the future, because from my personal perspective, eID is such a smooth and straightforward process. Time-wise, also, because you can do it 24/7, and you are not obliged to wait, for example, for a person that's ready to interview yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is again like in the broader concept. You have the single sign-on initiatives by Apple, by Google, Facebook, and so forth. Then you have, let's say, single identification approaches in with VeryMe, with Yes in Germany, and so this is really going to be a development where the customer will probably expect to have such a tool for identification in his pocket, and that might be a qualified electronic signature or the German passport, if somebody will be able, if the people will remember their PIN codes. I think that's actually the only obstacle at the moment.
Yeah.
Because you don't use it so often. I mean, it's always the same with the PIN code, you know. If you don't use your credit card for some time, obviously you might have problems with your PIN code, but that should be a problem that can be solved.
Definitely. I mean, another point which I find interesting is the video ident procedure, as we said, is something that we are well used to in Germany. But think of the case that, for example, in German-based institution wants to establish a branch somewhere, for example, in the UK or in another EU member state. Then I think it's much more easier to implement the EID solution, because that's based on EU law. Not on EU law, but it's based on mutual recognition. So we have the EID, which is notified by Germany to the Commission, so other states, at least concerning e-government area, would need to accept it, and also the private sector can rely on that. But video ident is much more ruled by a German BaFin circular. So what's your impression on that?
No, I totally agree. I think this is, we come to banking as a service and the international approach later, but I think this is one of the things, like where what you have to consider when you talk about passporting, because everybody thinks, okay, if you have a banking license in one member state, you just do the passporting to another member state and that's it. And then you go into the details and you realize, oh wow, there's quite a lot of things happening. And Passporting, as you just said, I mean, it works for the KYC process as well, because if I just do the passporting without having a branch in the other member state, I'm still subject to my old KYC requirements. However, I come into a market that has totally different standards of how to do an identification. In Germany, you do rely, and you can rely on, for example, the address on your ID card. In other countries, you would ask, for example, for a utility invoice to prove that you actually live where you say you would live. And that means you suddenly have a process that you think you could use, for example, video identification, but the agents don't recognize the other documents from the other member states. So, yes, as you say, I mean, that's definitely something to be considered, that even though legally I can solve that, mm-hmm. it's still a technical problem. Yeah, I think this wraps up pretty much where we were in our webinar the last time. And because these were the topics we had discussed with Andreas, please, from Autada. As just said, actually, it's a topic that is still developing. There are a lot of things to look into, in particular regarding developments on the European level. And we will have partners from our other offices to look into that, maybe in another podcast or webinar. Our next webinar in this 360 format will be on banking as a service and who owns the customers. As guests, we will have one representative of a banking as a service provider to discuss actually the business and the setup, and also one of our data protection lawyers, Thorsten Ehle, to look into what kind of data can be used and how that fits onto the understanding of the customer role in a banking as a service setup. That's going to be a very interesting webinar. We hope to have you as guests at the webinar, and we will send out invitations as soon as possible. So thanks a lot for joining us. And Katja, thank you again for joining, and maybe some famous last words from you.
Oh, thank you very much. I think this wrapped up to a good extent what were the topics on our webinar, and we are really looking forward to having lots of participants for the interesting webinar on banking as a service. Thank you, Andrea.
Great, thank you. Take care, bye-bye.